80% of California's water goes to agriculture, while only about 20% goes to California households. With so little impact, many citizens wonder why they should even bother conserving water in the drought. I mean, in San Francisco, the Public Utilities Commission collected over 1,000 water waste complaints and gave out exactly zero fines. Nearby Santa Cruz threatens fines of $500 to $1,000 and even mandatory water school, but few have felt the backlash. Even so, Jane Wyckoff found her own reason to conserve.
In our community, we're in danger of actually running out of water.
Wyckoff lives in a mountain area near Santa Cruz called Lompico. Last year, the area was estimated to have between 30 and 60 days left of water, which caused the federal government to put in an emergency water line. And still, it's running dry.
There are times, and usually the community members don't have any idea of this, tanks are empty. And if we have a fire catastrophe in those times, then we're really going to be, as they say, up a creek.
While state residents are asked to cut water usage by 10%, those in Lompico are asked to cut 30%.
It's a struggle all day long. I collect all the water from my dishwasher and save it in buckets. We use it to flush toilets. We never take a shower more than 5 minutes long, and as a matter of fact, I take a lot fewer showers.
For places like Lompico, high-efficiency appliances are a must. Julie Ortiz is the water conservation manager at the San Francisco Public Utilities Commission. She helps run programs that give out rebates for water-saving appliances and even replaces old toilets for free in low-income households. She says changes are important for the long term.
It is the new norm, and those of us in conservation, you know, have been trying to educate people about this for years.
And science backs her up. A recent U.S. Geological Survey found that snowpacks are now melting faster because of higher temperatures. This means that mountain stream runoff, a major source of California's water, is unlikely to reach prior levels, even when the drought ends. As Wyckoff so aptly summed it up,
we will get through this. I mean, I believe the rains will come back, but I don't think people will ever treat water the same way. I think we need to continue to conserve water forever.
Reporting for the Hearst Foundation, I'm Madeline Beck in San Francisco.